Crime Time on 101.1 WJRR, doing time. And I believe all I got to do is say WJRR Cocoa Beach, Orlando, and we're totally legal at that point right there, so that's always good. And if I hit this button right here, I do believe that that would be Mr. Buckethead on the phone right now. Is that correct? Let's make sure I got
your
this
fat
one.
Fat fingers. How we doing?
How about now?
That would be correct, my friend.
Nah, yeah, there he goes. Dude.
What's up, Bucket?
Yes?
This is a conversation that nobody wants to have that we're having right now, but I just want to say, man, it's been an awesome time just doing battle with you, this little battleship we're on in JRR here, and I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on. Can you just explain why you're not going to be on this radio station anymore? That's a big open-ended question, but do your best at this point, man.
Yeah, here's the deal. And, you know, first, let me start off by saying, you know, never in a million years would I have thought that I would have gotten the response that I've gotten as far as the outpouring of emails and, you know, people that enjoyed the show, you know, on JRR and also, you know, on XTB in Tampa. Now, here's the thing is that, and thank you for that, by the way, and if I don't return your email right away, you know, cut me some slack. Give me a mulligan on that one.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I got some things I got to do.
He just learned how to blog, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I started blogging. I was like the first blog. You know, you take somebody to get fired, let go, and I even said it on my blog, whatever you want to call it. You know, either way, I don't have a job, but to start blogging and get with the times. Here's the deal: is that, you know, it's no secret. You know, 2 years ago, in you know August of 2006, I was given an opportunity to go to Tampa to our sister station at 98 Rock and do the morning show.
That anybody would have taken. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people ask me, you know, why did you take it? You know, what was this? You know, what were you thinking when you did that? And, you know, take a step farther back. It's no secret that I always wanted more of a, you know, talk show type of thing.
Right.
And that's just what I wanted to do. And that's what, you know, I still want to do and will do. So it was given, this opportunity was given to me, and I had to take it. Now, there was some complications in communication, I guess, during that time on, you know, was I going to stay on JRR? Was I, you know, going to be taken off JRR? The decision was finally made, like, you know, at the 25th hour of, hey, you know, let's take the show and put it on both stations. Now, no one thought that all that chatter in the afternoon was going to work on JRR, and it worked. You know, I mean, our last ratings book that we got out, you know, number one in my demographic. So it worked. You know, the fans of the show stuck with us,
right.
And we worked on our chemistry, and we did our thing. And for that, thank you so very much.
You know, and it really is a feat, because it was kind of unorthodox for it to happen on a music station, and you did it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it worked. You know,
we
had something that was really, really cool. It was really, really good. Well, with that being said, I took a chance. I went to Tampa, and I went on a struggling radio station. That's no secret.
Right.
You know, they went through six different morning shows in the past, like, 4 or 5 years or, you know, whatever the numbers were. Ever since the whole Bubba thing went down, and you know, and it was tough. It was a struggle. Tampa's a totally different animal than Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, and we were making inroads. You know, we were. I mean, we definitely weren't blowing anything up. The layout, the landscape of the competition during morning drive in Tampa is really incredible. There's a lot of talented people on the air. Like them, hate them, either way.
That being said, you got to have some help, right?
You got to have some help.
You got to have some. I'll go ahead and say it for you. You got to have some help. When you go out and you put your nuts out in the line like that, and you go into a city and you do a morning show that you haven't actually, you're taking something new into a market that is full of action, full of names, big names. You got to have some help.
Yeah.
I said
it. You know, I'm not on to point fingers and to say what it is. I mean, it just didn't work. You know, let me just say it this way. It didn't work as fast as certain people wanted it to work.
Right.
You know, I mean, my understanding when I took the job was that, you know, hey, look, you're the future. This is, you know, we're going to put all of our eggs in this basket, and it's going to take time. And I'm a very impatient person, man. I mean, I'm just really impatient.
We all are.
So there was a struggle there a lot of times. And it just didn't work out as fast as, you know, and then things change, you know, and people have to, you know, I have to accept that. And, you know, so I hold no ill will towards anybody. I'm not pointing fingers and saying it's somebody's fault. It's really not. It just happened. It happens to everybody. I'm no different, you know.
Not just in our business either. It's happening all over the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it happens, you know, and you know, we just roll with the punches and that's it. But I do want to say, I want to make this very, very clear, is because I've seen some of the emails that have been sent to one person in particular, and that would be Rick Everett, the program director at WJRR, who is one of my very best friends. Let me make it perfectly clear that JRR was a victim of circumstance. The reason why me and my show are off in Orlando has nothing to do with Clear Channel Orlando or WJRR. So
thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Really aggressive emails. You can hold back on those a little bit because it is by no means anyone's fault there at JRR.
Now, Rick takes so much heat, that guy does. He's one of, I've known the guy for over half of my life. And, you know, not to mention when we lost Pat and Bob earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been a crazy year for us. The craziest, which, you know, you lose, you know, we put our competition out of business, and it should have been a year where we have been, you know, The confetti should still be falling.
Absolutely. Partying. But,
well, you know, the thing is that people don't like change for the most part. And I've spent my whole career in Orlando, you know, ever back to 95. And, you know, even when I came over to JRR, at, you know, at the end of 01, early 02, you know, I had to fit into that clique, that niche, you know, with the right lineup that was there. And there are certain players that have always been there, and I kind of, you know, fit in after a while, and a lot of these players aren't there anymore, and you guys listening are struggling with that change. And trust me, my friends, I totally get that. I totally understand that. But you also got to understand, and I'm talking to you guys listening, is that JRR has been and always will be your radio station. You know, I mean, don't buy into what you read on the internet a lot of times about corporate this, corporate that. Either way, you are going to make that decision, whether you decide to listen or not. And if you've loved JRR for what it is, and it still is, then you really should continue to support that. And that's not me saying that as being PC, because I love JRR to death, and I always will. That's why
we're a family here, man. It's a little different around here.
It is. It's a lot different. You know, I was over there the other day. It's a lot different, you know. But the thing is that, you know, even being in Tampa, I've always stayed in contact with you guys and come over quite often and hang out with you guys. I was at the Earth Day birthdays. JRR is a very special radio station, and the people, you know, on the mic and behind the scenes are very special people. And, you know, the diehard fans of JRR know that. So, you know, if you're upset because I'm off the air at JRR, that's cool, and I appreciate that. And trust me, you will hear me again, maybe sooner or later, maybe in Orlando. You never know.
Man, you know, I don't. Your show is no doubt about
awesome.
A good show. You're going to be hitting the ground running. And like I said, you know, I actually blogged too, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys are bloggers.
And I saw his blog. I was like, oh, my God, I got to blog now because Buckethead blogged.
Nice.
But, I mean, the reason why I'm saying this is because you're going to hit the ground running. And like I said in my blog, you know, whether it be across the street or within this building or wherever it is, man, the days of us broadcasters knocking each other around, you know, just for the sake of competition, that's no more. You're always going to be a friend and brother, and I just hope you know that. And you already know that.
Yeah, you know what's funny about radio? It's the one industry, and it's weird that a lot of times, and I hate to see this, that radio people don't support each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I kind of, you know, being young, when I was younger in the business, it's like that fraternity feel, you know, where it's like you have to hate the other person if you don't know them.
Right.
Absolutely.
And through time, you see that change, and I hope that still does change. You know, I mean, now I'm starting to see, you know, because this is, you know, I've never been unemployed since I was, you know, 13 years old.
Right.
This is kind of a new deal for me. You know, kind of cool in a way. But you know, it's interesting to see the people that are reaching out and the opportunities that are presenting themselves. And the people that you're supposed to hate, what they actually thought about you and your show, which is, in this case, a positive.
Hey, we're all working for the man.
What's that?
We're all working for the man. You know that.
We are all working for the man. So,
hey, Bucket.
Thank you. Know, nothing but class from you guys and Slick Rick. Hey, gravy, baby. for letting me come on and say thank you to everybody that supported the show. And like I said, you know, Orlando, I love Orlando. And if there's an opportunity and it's a good opportunity, or should I say the right opportunity, let me say this, the smart opportunity.
Yes, there you go.
As a good friend of mine said to me last night, then, you know, I'll probably be back. So, you know, in some shape, form, fashion.
That being said, now give us all your correspondence, how to get a hold of you and how you can keep up with Buckethead.
Well, the website is up and running. I mean, you know, I was on the air, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago until I finally got the email from my direct boss, I guess that's what you call him, and, you know, saying to stop. But, you know, I saw the writing on the wall, so it's not a total coincidence that BucketHeadShow.com is actually functional, even if
up and running.
There
you go. Hey, Bucket, I have a quick question for you. As a co-host, where's Ethan and Lauren? What are they going to be doing?
Well, it looks like Ethan, I mean, they both still have jobs with 98 Rock in Tampa.
Gotcha.
I think Ethan's doing, you know, what Lana does in Orlando and for the, you know, the thing with Lex and Terry.
Right.
And then Lauren joined another show. They kind of pushed her into that, so she's on with the Afternoon Dude.
Gotcha. So they're cool. They're not on the street or anything.
No. And that was, you know, actually during, you know, when I was told last Friday, the one thing I said in that meeting to the people that I was meeting with was that, you know, I want to make sure that these guys are taken care of. I said, you know, are they going to keep their jobs? And they said, yes. And I said, good. And I said, if you do let them go, please make sure that they have a nice little package so they can survive. I'm going to be fine, you know, but I wanted to make sure, not that I'm banking. Don't think that I got all kinds of cash or anything. So,
well, banging ass jeans, right?
Well, that's an option on the table. I'm getting calls from my people with Banging Ass Jeans, Inc., and they're saying, hey, look, we're going to push up the production of the jeans.
Right. Nice. Save me a pair of 36s, will
you? You just might see me walking down Orange Avenue just testing out my banging ass jeans.
Well, dude, the one thing I can tell you is, you know this business is crazy, and every time I walk in this door, man, and I know you know this feeling, you're always wondering whether the HR person is going to have your banana box waiting on you, and someone could be making this announcement about me next week, but I just want to tell you good luck.
I
know that I'll always be in touch with you, and we'll always be corresponding. But we just want to make sure that you got a chance to go out with some class and some dignity on this radio station, because you just definitely deserve it, bro.
Well, I appreciate that. And since day one, even when I left, you know, Orlando physically to go to Tampa to do my show, JR's been nothing but class, and the people in the building, and that goes from the top brass down, you know, to Linda Bird, to Chris Kampmeyer, to Rick Everett. You know, all these people have already reached out to me to talk to me, you know, see how I am. And it was funny because, you know, everybody thought I was going to be upset. And, you know, as upset as I am to not be talking to my listeners, whether it be afternoons in Orlando or mornings in Tampa, there were certain situations that were going on that I would talk about sometimes on the air, but not to the magnitude that they were.
Right.
A relief in a way. You know, and you can't have good without bad. And
exactly.
Not having a job isn't necessarily good, but out of that will always come, you know, a good thing. So, you know, I'm a positive thinker, man. It's always good. It's, you know, when you die, you always want to see, you know, who's coming to your funeral. And now that the funeral is happening, you know, it's a good, pretty good turnout. So.
I think it's a new beginning, and there's no doubt about that. I have no doubts that it would pop it up sooner than later. For sure.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man, and we'll catch up soon and have some beers, and it'll all be good. Because you know what? I ain't got nothing but time.
Yeah. A good time is what you're saying, right? Are you making the segue easy for this right now?
Hey, listen, dude, I am now finally, because we worked our asses off on that show.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we put in, there's 24 hours in a day, we're putting in 28.
Yep.
We worked our asses off on that show. And now I'm finally going to be able to play Xbox.
Now, the payday is here, baby.
I knew it came out. I knew it was a big to-do, but I never bought one because I never had time to play it.
All I'm saying is work on your Madden game, all right? Because I'll play you some online from over there in Tampa.
And you know what's funny about that, Crash, is when I was thinking about you the day that they let me go, because one of my first thoughts was, well, damn, I'm just going to sit in my man cave and play this Xbox 360 that I got now. I said, I better get good because I haven't played Madden in a few years. Dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
This season.
All right, dude. Anything else you want to throw at me? Because I got to tell you, man, I would say I've got tons of questions, but I think you've answered everything, man. I know all I got to do is sit back and let you make it happen, man.
No, it's good, man. You know, again, I wanted to really get through two points. One, thank you very much for all the support. And for those that are emailing and, you know, have supported the show and stuff, don't forget about me now, damn it. You know, if I pop up again, your asses better well be supporting me in whatever type of format I do. We'll have some good times. Might even, if I end up back in Orlando, bring back FMW, which I still get requests for. Female
nice.
Wrestling. And two, WJRR and the whole Orlando branch of Clear Channel has been nothing but supportive of my career since day one, giving me many opportunities. So, you know, for those that are upset and think it's certain people's fault, it's not. Trust me, there's more to the story, and you guys in Orlando have nothing to do with it. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that point was put out there. And it's not a PC thing to say, it's the truth. You know, I always shoot straight. It's the God's honest truth.
Well, rock on, brother. You know you get a Poison song now, right?
Are you really going to play a Poison song?
You get a complimentary Poison show. Yeah, Poison song here. Complimentary.
All these years and to go through this just to get Poison played on JRR?
Payday is here.
Shut the fuck up. That's big stuff. Go ahead and play it.
How about Nothing But a Good Time? Because I think that's where you're headed, bro.
Yeah, I definitely think that would be a good song to play.
Love you, bro.
All right, guys.
I'll love you, Bucket.
Yeah. See you, man. That's the way you go out right there, bro.
Absolutely.
JRR.